Next up, we're going to have Mario talking to us about playing with Cube using Podman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. So my name is Mario. I recently joined the Podman team at Red Hat, so a few months ago. And today I'm going to talk about something that I didn't know before joining the team, something that I think it's interesting, especially if you use Kubernetes and you may not like to have to set up clusters often. So let's start. This is the agenda. We'll briefly talk about Podman, Kubernetes pods, and then Podman kubeplay. That is the Podman command that is actually the main topic of the talk. So first of all, let's briefly talk about Podman. So we are, as FOSDEM, container room. I don't think we need to talk too much, do an introduction about Podman, so I'm not going to do that. I assume that most of the people know what Podman is. I'm just going to provide some information. So it has been released in 2018 for the first time, and then it's mostly maintained by engineers from Red Hat. We have a lot of contributions, but the maintainers are mainly Red Hatters. But recently, so a few months ago, we have proposed to have Podman as a CNCF project, and a few weeks ago it has been accepted. So this is also because we want, we think that in a vendor-neutral organization, Podman may grow more. We may have more companies contributing. We don't want for that to be the only that is governing the project. So now a few commands of Podman just to try if my slides are actually working and also to talk about Podman briefly. So this is just a few commands. The first command that I run to reset to make sure that the next command will actually work. So I'm cleaning up all the